Be'etus Hashem, Gemara Nedarim Samach, Beis Amar Aleph, 10 lines from the top. The Gemara says, Rav Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, Ikla lehu Asra, Bizman shehuk b'lu roiv ha-mektsuois. And we saw in the sugi before that when it's huk b'lu roiv ha-mektsuois, you could already assume it's hefker. There's an umdana that it's hefker. There's a whole shayla on the achrayim how this works. But the ma'aser the din is that it's hefker and it's considered potem and a ma'aser so, and anyone is allowed to take it. Have a ka'ochel. Yov l'shamay lo yochel. Am le'achol. Kach am le'Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi mishum aviv. Huk b'luroiv ha-mektsuois mutarais mishum gezel u'pturais min ha-ma'aser. The Gemara continues. Reb Tarfin, Ashkechei lahu gavra bizman shehuk b'lu ha-mektsuois the ka'ochel. Achdei b'saka v'shaklei, and he also took. No, fakir. A Reb Tarfin was eating from the mektsuois, and this gavra that it was his field, he put him into a bag. V'shaklei v'amtei l'mishlei v'nari. He wanted to take him and kill him. This guy was very upset, and he wanted to kill Reb Tarfin. Omar Reb Tarfin said, while in the bag, oiloi l'tarfin shezeh horgoi, and he was meramis that he's Rabbi Tarfin. And but he was also saying, "Oy gaval, that I'm going to be getting killed." Shomahu gavra shavkua the orak. He left him there before throwing him into the water, and he ran away, and he did not do any harm to Reb Tarfin. He was scared. Amar Abavo mishum Reb Chanani ben Gamliel kol yomav shelo yisay tzadik Reb Tarfin hoye mitzar al davar ze. Amar oyli shenishtamashti bekisra shel toira, because he didn't want he felt he shouldn't have used the fact that he was a rav Talmud Chacham Rabbi Tarfin to be matzal himself. Now, a little bit just into the story, the Mefarshim handle was Reb Tarfin relying on this din of Roiv HaMiktsuais. Over here it was Kol HaMiktsuais already, because there's an issue if you rely on Roiv. We saw earlier there was a Mount Yomer that was always worried, you're not to be Simech on it. The Marsha asks, why did Reb Tarfin say the Lashon, Oiloi L'Tarfin Shezahorgoi? He should have said, Tarfin Ani, Al Targeni. So he says that the Oi, the Krechts, the Marsha says is based on the Gemara and Shabbos stuff. Kuf Mem Tes, the Gemara says, Kol shechaveri nenesh al yodoi, ein machnis noisi v'mechitza shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Reb Tarfin was correcting that he's going to be causing that Yena is going to be nenesh because of him, because Yena is killing him shaloi kedin. And then he's going to be nenesh on Adam Haba, and also it's going to cause a problem for Yena. That's all part of the correct. In the Ein Yaakov, they bring a pshat from the Ein Yaakov, that Reb Tarfin was being misvada, or not misvada, but he was being misbayin in the fact that maybe he does deserve to be killed for a different avera or something he was trying to search. Yifashvish v'maisav, oiloi v'tarfin. There's also Hadgosha, the Ben Yehoyada writes, he said, first of all, he calls himself Tarfin. I mean, that was his name, although there are a lot of people that maybe were called Tarfin. And he didn't say, I'm the famous Rabbi Tarfin, but maybe, you know, it says there's even Shomahu Gavra, maybe he recognized the voice. I don't know. But the Ben Yehoyada says that Tarfin, he was saying, is Melashon Taref Taref. It's not a coincidence, that his name was Reb Tarfin, that he was being Nitraf over here. And also he was saying, Oyla Tarfin Shezeh Horgoi. Shezeh Horgoi is the Pshat, that if he would have been being killed by the Malchus, so maybe he would be Haruge Asur Haruge Malchus, like a Bezundra Madrega. But it's a Chaval, Stam to be killed by Stam Apoyer, Stam Chaval, Oyla Tarfin Shezeh Horgoi. Upon him, the Gemara continued that called Yom of Shalai Tzadik, he was Mitzar, because he was mishtamish b'kishra sol Torah. And the Gemara brings another memory of Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha-mishtamish b'kishra sol Torah, nekar min ha-oilam. Interesting lashon, nekar min ha-oilam. Tosis and Saita over there on nekar, and the Gemara brings it on the Dal, nekar min ha-oilam is a misa chatufa o-mishon, not stam nekar. I saw an interesting pshat, nekar min ha-oilam is like, it's suddenly. Because if you uproot a tree, that a young, strong, vibrant tree, and you uproot it totally, that's called nekar. If it lasts long and it doesn't, and it just, you know, it eventually have old age, the tree, so then the shrushim dry out, and eventually it's noivel me'atzmoy. Nekar min oilam is nakira, is miramis of that it's going to be young, and he's going to be nechtaf. But upon him, whoever's mishtamish b'kisr shal Torah is nekar min oilam. V'yom rabbi b'mrachan om rabbi yechino kol mishtamish b'kisr shal Torah nekar min oilam, it's kal v'choymer, from Baal Shetzer, because Baal Shetzer takoso was killed suddenly, plutzlung, young. And what was the story of Baal Shetzer? Uma Baal Shetzer shenishtamesh b'chli koidish shenasu kli choyl shenemru vo b'pritzim v'chilalua. Nevertheless, kiven shepartzim nasu choyl, and nevertheless nekar min oilam d'chsiv ba in the pasuk in Daniel ba b'chaloyim and then ba b'leila kotel Baal Shetzer malka kazdo. That night Baal Shetzer was killed. The Achrayim ask, I saw in the Hagoyser of Yaakov Emden, and other Achrayim, they missed this, the Makar for this in Rishonim already also. We know the Kalal is, it's a Mishnah in Me'ilah, Daf Yutes, also the Sugin Kedushin, Daf Nun Hei, in the end of the second barak. Klisharis yesh moil achar moil. By klisharis, the etzem fact, normally by me'ila, when you use it even moil once, the etzem fact that you moil, so it's yoytze l'chulin. But by klisharis, it's nishtazoy. Klisharis is yesh moil achar moil. So what does it mean over here that it was yotze l'chulin? So there's various pshatim in the achronim that over here, it wasn't just that it was a me'ila, that it was nishtam shivoy. It was that the goyim were mechalit, it's a bezundra avla, that the goyim did a chilu, that's garatvei. There's makaris for this in the mefarshim. It's a side topic, but there's a shayla l'gabi Yaakov Avinu. How was he mishtamish with the Avonim? It was l'chari ready, Avnim Mizbeach, from the Akedah, anything from the Mala, from by Noach, and this, that it was used as a Mizbeach. And the question is, they want to say, because Kivan Shemal, boy, it was Yatzel L'chulin, but it's because it was Me'ilah B'Shoigik. He didn't know originally it was those Avonim. But the question is Ein Me'ilah on the Mizbeach itself? You have to know the Gedarim, the Turtzim over there as well. Some say because it was Nishtana, it became one big Evan, so it really, it's more than just Me'ilah, it's just not the Enezach. The Gemara continues. So, if Baal Shetzer was Azoy, even though he was Mishtamish B'Kli Choyl, so HaMishtamish B'Kisr Shel Torah, Shu Chai V'Kayim Lo'oilam, Alach Eskama V'Kama. So, Frech the Gemara, V'Rab Tarfin Kivin D'Chiyochel, D'Huk B'Lu Roiv V'Mekzoyis Havi, Amai Tzara Hu Gavra. What was Yenna's taina that he wanted to get upset at Rab Tarfin? L'Choyrit Mekar Adin, we said that Huk B'Lu Roiv V'Mekzoyis is Mutter. This guy was tamazay suffering. There were people stealing him from him the entire time. He finally figured that he found the original ganav that was stealing from him from all year. Now this is interesting, that even though Be'etzim, we're going to soon see the Mishnah says, in Pirkei Avos, you're not allowed to be mishtamish for Kisra Shel Torah. The Mishnah in Avos, Perek, Dalav Mishnah Hey Reb Tzadik Omer Al Tasim Atoral Is Gadol Ben Belay Kardem Lachber Behem Bechacha Yehil Omer Di Mishtamish B'Tag Acholof Halamadat Lefikol Anenim Di Vritayr Noitel Chayiv Min Ha'Olam. So it's not possible to use the fact that you're a Torah. So over here, even though he was getting killed and it was Shalai Kedin, but still the fact that he was an usher and he should have, could have been able to use a different oifen of saving himself as Lefay Sebedamim, that would still be a siba of a kepeda that not stam. It says kol yom avayim itzaris itzadik. It's yisoidus the kinyan. But the emes is there's a big noise over here, and the rishonim whether you're allowed to be a nena from Torah or not, we'll have to see in the hemshach hasugya.